Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now, former major leaguer, pitched for the Cubs, the Marlins, the Red Sox, won a title with the Red Sox. That's Ryan Dempster, and you could watch him on MLB Now at 4 o'clock, plus MLB Network's MLB Tonight. We'll have extensive pre- and post-game coverage of the big one tonight between the Yankees and the Red Sox. Ryan, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Outstanding, guys.
I thinking back to your rookie year, because you were one of the young guys that came up on that dreadful, not your fault, but that dreadful 1998 Marlins team. And I think about them because it seems like every couple of years we go through the same thing with them. What was that experience like as a young player, being on a team that had just won a World Series, they trade everybody away, and now they're well on their way to 100 losses?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, it was awesome. I got a chance to play. Like, if we would have had a really good team, who knows how long I would have been in the minor leagues for. So it gave me a chance to come up and learn at the big league level. And I took it that way, and I think a lot of us did. It was just, hey, here's your chance to learn. And it didn't come without us being idiots at times and acting inappropriately as young guys. But we got put in our place early on about how to go about your business and what you need to do. And we were lucky that we would go play the Braves 19 times a year and get a kind of a baseball 101, 202, and a thesis on how to play the game. So you look at all that, the guys that were on those rosters, 98 and 99, you're talking about guys who had 10, 12, 15 years careers in the big leagues, one after another. So it was tough. It was tough to go out there and get your tail kicked around every night. But at the same time, you learn how to lose. And I think sometimes in the big leagues, that's just as valuable as learning how to win.
Ryan, what's your thoughts on the Matt Harvey situation? How about him? I mean, he should have went to the minor leagues, but that's me. What's your thoughts on Harvey?
I think that him getting out of New York and playing somewhere else is going to be the best thing that ever happened to him. I think that everything he does is under a microscope. If he eats food with a spoon instead of a fork, people are criticizing that. You know, what he does on and off the field, I think it all snowballs into itself. And he, you know, doesn't always necessarily has made the best choices, but he's also a human being, and he makes those choices, and he's got to live with them. But I think there's plenty of stuff there. There's the ability to still throw hard, and I think getting rejuvenated somewhere and getting a fresh start somewhere might be the best thing for him. And I would love to see that, because at the core of him, he's a really good kid, and hopefully, you know, he'll turn it around and be, I don't know if he'll ever be the same guy he was. I find that hard to believe, but I think he could be a very good major league pitcher still.
He had the right to not go to the minor leagues. That's a negotiated right, so he certainly had the right to say no thanks. What would you have done? Would you have gone to Triple A?
Depends on the situation. I think sometimes maybe he kind of thought the same way. I don't want to ask for a trade because then I'm seeming like something. Maybe he feels like there's nothing for him to prove in the minor leagues, but he was really struggling at the big league level. And I watched him throw, and there's this thing we always talk about, conviction behind the baseball.
Right.
And I just felt like he didn't have that. And whether or not that's just been from being beat down over the last 2 years to what he deals with off the field, and you know, people say, "Oh, don't read the papers, don't worry about it." You're being asked the questions. You know what's going on. So you know how people feel about you, and I think it's been tough for them. And you know, we got to remember that they're human beings, and they're not robots. No matter how much money they get paid, and it's been a tough road for them. And maybe he just wanted a different scene, a change of scene, and maybe he'll get that.
Talking to Ryan Dempster. All right, Ryan, the big series tonight at the stadium: Red Sox, Yankees. Probably the two best teams in baseball right now. Yankees as hot as could be. Well, what's your thoughts on this series?
Oh, I love it. I just think this is awesome. When the Yankees and Red Sox, both teams are good, that's great. It's great for the game of baseball. It's great for the rivalry to see these. And they're both good with young players. Like, you know, the Mookie Betts and the Rafael Devers and these guys, and then the Yankees, you got, you know, Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres is coming off out of nowhere, and it's just so much fun to see both teams really good, especially after the fireworks that went off up in Fenway, and to see it now at Yankee Stadium. I'm excited. This is three games I'm looking forward to watching all weekend.
Yeah, the fireworks are fun. You know something about that. Isn't it fun getting into it with Yankee?
Oh, man, yeah, I enjoy that moment a lot. You know, maybe it's the hockey player inside of me that's waiting to come out. But, no, it's a great time. And the games, you know, even when there's not brawls or beanballs, just in general, my very first taste of it ever at the start of the 13th season was just having opening day at Yankee Stadium. And what a great time that was. So Yankee Stadium is going to be bumping. People are going to be rocking in there, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens.
Did you want to, as a hockey, because you're a Canadian, you like, did you want to fight A-Rod? Would that have gotten you all pumped up to do that?
No, never did. No, okay. That's not what it was about. It was just I didn't want to have to pay for beer in Boston anymore.
That's, you know what? It's very smart. I can't blame you for that. And parts of New York, too. The parts of New York that don't like them.
That was a good side effect. I wasn't planning on that, too.
You know, and when you look at this Yankee team right now, you know, the thing that jumps out at you is all these young guys they got. I mean, it's not just, you know, what's going on right now. This team, Ryan, is so loaded for the future. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, how about that?
Yeah, it's what you dream of doing, right? You dream of building that network of young position players that are controllable over the 6-year period
right,
that you have
right.
them. And it's the future is super bright in New York right now. And then on top of it, you add some starting pitchers in there, and you're able to have, if you want, in the offseason to go acquire somebody. You can make a trade at the trading deadline for a top-flight starting pitcher. There's lots of possibilities because you have this young, controllable talent.
Of all the young guys, and that's what's fun about this series now, and you touched on it, all the good young talent on both rosters, Mookie Betts on the Boston side, Benintendi on the Boston side, Judge, and even Didi. If you could pick one guy from both teams to start a team with, who's the guy you're going with?
Whoa, that's a tough one. I'm torn. We were talking about that yesterday, and I'm torn between either Mookie Betts or Aaron Judge. I just watch the quality of at-bats that they have for young guys. They both seem completely under control. What Aaron Judge is doing, he's truly – I always talk about trust your ability, trust your stuff. He trusts in his swing. He doesn't look off balance. He doesn't look like he gets out in front very much. If you have a really good slider, you can beat him, but you got to execute it. And he can just flip balls, and they go out. They're not just at Yankee Stadium with a short right porch. They'll go out of Yellowstone Park. Doesn't matter where he hits them. He's hitting taters all over the place. He plays the game the right way. He plays the game hard. I love watching him play on both sides of the baseball.
Ryan, right now you look at the American League, Yankees, Red Sox, no doubt. Houston, obviously, you know, they're a certain contender. You know, no question about that. After that, who's the team that you kind of say, wow, you know, that team, and even Cleveland, if you want to throw them in there, they look like they're coming back a little bit. They're a 500 team right now. Who's that team in the American League beside those teams that you think could, you know, do something this year, maybe make a run to a World Series if possible? How about that?
I look around, and part of me wants to say the Angels. And the reason I say that is because the off-season moves that they made in getting Ian Kinsler and getting Zach Cozart, you're shoring up your defense. And when you do that, you make your pitching better. And they got a young pitching staff. I think in order for them to be a real contender, I think they would need to add somebody, a starting pitcher. But offensively, I think that I think Ohtani's the real deal. And Mike Trout, for some impossible reason, he's better than he was last year. I mean, this guy's just incredible what he does on a yearly basis, year in and year out. I think that they could end up shocking a lot of people and being a really strong team down the stretch.
Is Ohtani, in your mind, the real deal in both aspects? Like, can he really be a top-line pitcher and a slugger in this sport? Can he do both consistently?
I originally wanted to say no, because I just thought it's so hard to do one. And to be able to do both and put that much effort into both and being good at both is really hard. But he seems pretty driven to do that. They have a set routine. Now, if they choose to start all of a sudden pitching him every fifth or sixth day instead of every seventh day, that's where maybe you might see a little bit of a change, just as something new. Anytime we step out of our comfort zone, it's always hard. But I think he's the real deal. There's not that many scouts and front office people who are baseball geniuses. One after another, you look at all the teams who are after him, and they were all on him. They all can't be wrong. They have to be right, and he's got tremendous talent. It's just a matter of, can he do it over 162?
Ryan, I'm going to ask you basically the same question about the National League, except in the National League, you know, you don't have these kind of superpower teams. You want to make, if you want to tell me Arizona is, I don't know if I buy that, but it's a lot more wide open. You don't have like three defined teams like you have right now in the American League. How about what you see right now in the National League?
Yeah, I when you said Arizona, I like them. I like their offense. They catch the ball on defense. Patrick Corbin's pitching lights out. Losing Taiwan Walker is a big one for them. But I like their team, and I think the further that they keep distance themselves from LA, Colorado's got a good team, but I think Arizona's better than them. And I think that if they were to maybe go out and add another bullpen piece, Boxberger's been great. Archie Bradley's been great. So now you add a little bit more depth to that bullpen, you can shorten it up. And I think they could be a team when we're sitting here at the end of the year and go, whoa, man, they got 95 wins. How'd that happen? Or they got 100 wins because they believe in themselves. And last year, sometimes that little bit of taste now with young guys, they want back there. And this is their window. They're going to lose Goldschmidt here soon. And these guys are going to become free agents. And this is their window of young position players having Pollock for a whole year. So they're impressive.
When you look at the NL East right now, the Braves have been good. The Phillies have been good. The Nationals got off to a bad start. They're starting to get back to where they belong. The Mets have been all over the place. I look at it as still being the Nationals division. What say you? Do you think the Braves, Phillies, and Mets can challenge them?
I think that they can challenge them because of the health issues in Washington. And I worry about that because the question of, well, when these guys get healthy, well, A, when they get healthy, are they going to be who they are? And two, are they going to stay healthy? Are other guys, you know, Trey Turner, they always have a tough time keeping on the field. It seems like something happens every year. So it just is a little bit of concern for me. But I think the Phillies are more real than people realize. I think that they're young. I think they're talented. And I think the signing of Jake Arrieta to that young rotation, to be able to watch a guy like that. I know what it was like for me when I was a younger guy, not having that. When I got to the Cubs and I had Greg Maddux to kind of learn from and really be around. For these young guys like Pivetta and Nola and Eflin and all these guys, to be around him and see how he goes about his business and what it takes to be a stud in the major leagues, I think it rubs off, and I think that they're going to surprise people.
What's your thoughts on the Mets at this point?
I think you want to talk about one team when we talk about staying healthy. It's imperative that they stay healthy. It's what's going to keep them afloat. I don't think that they have the depth that a lot of teams do, but if they're healthy, that they can play with anybody, and they proved that early on. They went through a little stretch, but series like this, like last night, I was watching that game, and they're up 6-1, and you see a team, you can't let the Cincinnati Reds beat you. You can't, especially creep back into a game like that. Those are doors you got to close because that's not a very good ball club, and if you're going to be contending for your division, you got to put away those lesser ball clubs. But I like what they got, and I like the addition of Todd Frazier in that clubhouse. He makes guys believe, and when you make guys believe, you tap potential in them that they didn't even know they had.
Talking to Ryan Dempster now of MLB Network, would this mound visit rule have affected you at all?
No, I half the time a catcher would come out there, I'd just say, what the hell are you doing out here? why are you out here? I don't know about something? Is there a dinner I'm missing? Like, get back there. Let's go. I always believed that. You know, and I looked at it, and I didn't want to be that, oh, well, when I played, you know, I wasn't that far removed from playing. But I looked at it because I was interested, and I looked at pace of play of a ton of my games, and you're talking 2 hours and 15 minutes, 2 hours and 10, 2:20. I like to work fast. I think it's just that you see it. Everything's – we got these mental skills coach for every team now, and it's take deep breaths and slow the game down. Sometimes when you're a pitcher, you watch – somebody said, what's the best way to speed up pace of play? I said, have Max Scherzer pitch for both teams every game.
That's true. That'll
work. It's just rocket fire. Let's go, man. Let's throw it across the plate. You cause guys to swing the bats. The umpires call more strikes. They call pitches that are ball strikes because they're just used to it because you're filling up the strike zone. And I think those are the kind of things that really pick up pace of play, not necessarily mound visits.
As a former pitcher, how would you feel about a electronic strike zone and get rid of these terrible umpires behind the plate who all have a different strike zone? Would you like that or would you not like that?
I wouldn't, but they've always been terrible.
No, I understand that. So isn't it time to get rid of the terribleness?
No, it's part of the game. I think, you know, and that's it's like watching TV and watching baseball games on TV is a total misconception of the strike zone. They put up the same box for Jose Altuve that they do for Aaron Judge. Here it is. One guy's 5'2", the other guy's 6'8". Like, how do we judge that? And then on top of it, okay, for some reason, the black of the plate, because that's included, right? When they rip that plate up, that's no longer part of the strike zone. And also, too, wasn't it supposed to be armpits to the knees? Well, it's not. It's like the belt. And you're lucky if you get the belt. I don't know what you do as far as that. I think there's too many elements in science alone, breaking balls and split-finger fastballs. You know, I don't know. Maybe you add the ability to – I honestly don't know. I don't want to see it. I like having an umpire back there. I wish you could have discussions with them more and there wasn't always this animosity and they're living on edge all the time and just accept the fact that they're humans and they're going to make mistakes.
Who was the worst? Was it Angel Hernandez?
Oh, man. The thing I didn't like when Angel – I never say he's the worst umpire, but he didn't let you have any reaction. You know, like he didn't let you have emotion.
Right.
It's emotional out there, man. I'm out there. I get once every 5 days to put everything I got into this, and you know, like that's why I love. Like people hate Joe West, right? They get all over Cowboy Joe all the time. And I remember, and that's a great story. I'm sitting there, and I was always quick to get out of the dugout onto the mound and throw my warm up pitches. So I was on second base. There was a fly out to the end of the inning, and I rounded third, crossed home plate. I didn't even go in the dugout. I grabbed my glove from the guys, and I grabbed my hat, and I went out to the mound. And I got like three warm-up pitches in, and Joe gave the old throw it down to second. And I got really emotional. I just was like, Joe, what the heck? You know, like, I'm out here before everybody all the time, and now all of a sudden and he goes, geez, don't get your panties all in a bunch. All right, man, take as many as you want. And I just love that he was in touch with the emotional side of the players sometimes. And, you know, he can be hard on guys. But I think that when umpires give that to guys, you know, when you say hello to them, hey, how you doing today? They turn around on edge, like, what'd you say? It's like, no, dude, relax. How's your kids? How's the family going? You know, like, we know you're going to miss calls. Don't worry. We got replay for that now. Let's just all get along and work together to get the thing right.
All right. So give me a guy that actually was a good umpire that you actually liked pitching when this guy was behind the plate.
Good. Randy Marsh. I loved Randy Marsh behind the plate. I thought he was great. C.B. Buckner, not a good umpire. I shouldn't have probably just said that.
No, that's all right. We all knew that anyway.
No, we know it anyway, right?
We just confirmed it.
You know, most of them aren't good. Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, like, it's just, it's a hard job, and they're human beings, and it's a really hard job to sit there and track a baseball and don't blink, because if you blink, it might move a little bit, and then some guy goes, that ball's low, and like, sorry, a dust flew by, and I blinked for a second. That's how fast it can happen.
Mm. Yeah, C.B. Buckner's a terrible umpire. Yeah. But he seems like a good dude. That's the impression
I
get watching.
Great guy, man. A really great guy. There's a ton of guys out there. Like, I love Gary Cederstrom. I always thought Tim McClellan was the most consistent umpire I've ever been around.
Can I say something as a fan? Yeah. I couldn't stand Tim McClellan. Here's why. And you tell me as a pitcher. This guy would take an hour and a half before he told us, the fans, if it was a strike or not. Like, that ticked me off. Why is he hesitating so long? Just tell me if it's a strike or not.
Sometimes he would hesitate so much. I remember one time I was pitching in Tampa Bay against Carl Crawford early on in our careers. And he was 0-2, and I painted an outside heater. And Carl Crawford got out of the box, started tapping his spikes like he thought it was 1-2, and I was already walking back to the dugout. And he looked at Tim McClellan, and he's like, threw his hands up, like, what? And he goes, and he just threw up three fingers, like, yeah, strike three, you're out. Nobody heard him say anything except for Redmond, the catcher, and we all ran off the field. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. I'd like to know right away. I always hated the hesitation.
I hate it. You like replay?
No, but it's a necessity. These are big games, and you know, I just don't understand what's reviewable and what's not. Like, other than balls and strikes, I feel like it's in front of the bag, so it's not reviewable. It's behind the bag, it's reviewable. It's a foul tip, it's not. There's just things that I wish that if we're going to do, replay, let's do it all. And also, if we're going to do replay, let's just have an umpire sitting over there waiting, and all the other umpires can just stay in the field, and they point to him, and then he just goes to New York. And by the time, we all know it on TV. You want to talk about speeding up pace of play. If those guys don't have to leave their positions, they can just look over and go, is he out or safe? And they say yes or no. Is it fair or foul? Yes or no. And you just move on. Pitchers don't even have to throw any more warm-up pitches.
I like that. So what do you think of A-Rod, the broadcaster? You think he's any good?
I think it's a hard job to do that, and I think he'll just get better and better with experience.
Well said. Mm. Ryan, we appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
Amen.
Ryan Dempster of MLB Network. You can watch him on MLB Now at 4. That didn't sound like a ringing endorsement, by the way.
What, for A-Rod?
A-Rod, the broadcast.
Well, he probably doesn't like him.
Well, he doesn't. Remember that whole incident?
Well, so what do you want him to say?
Well, that's why I asked. I just wanted to set him up and see what he'd say. Maybe he'd say,
he handled it brilliantly.
Yeah, he's a brilliant
man. You could have said, hey, you know, J-Lo's nice. Could have just said that.
Could have gone that way.
Right.
He's a Canadian. The Canadians, they're nice
people. I was
going to
ask him about the Golden Knights. I was going to ask him about that. He's probably a big hockey guy.
Probably, yeah. We're stereotyping. All Canadians like hockey, which is true, though.
No,
I mean, it kind of is true.
I've never met a Canadian that doesn't like hockey.
Right. Or Tim Hortons. Those are the other
Tim Hortons. The donut place. Tim Horton was a great defenseman for the Maple Leafs.
There you go.
And he was.
Yes, and the donuts are Chris Majkowski's favorite. Remember
Is that
Maj?
Right?
Oh, he loved them.
Tim Hortons?
He insisted
there's Tim Hortons in Manhattan, aren't there?
There are. Oh, no, there are.
Yeah.
There's a few, not as many as in Canada.
Well, it's not like Dunkin' Donuts,
no.
But I mean, yeah, they're awesome around.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.